Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson. That's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Jonathan.
Hey, I want to thank you all for taking my question. I'm enjoying the content. As a non-traditional student, 36 years old, you could just say you're 36. I don't know why that has to be non-traditional. Older people have gone to law school always. So I feel like you're judging yourself by saying non-traditional. I want to really strike that if we can from our conversation. I just started my LSAT journey, hoping to enter law school in the fall of 24. I'm finishing my undergrad in pre-law at Liberty University and am on pace to graduate with a 3.8-ish GPA in March of 24. Before getting introduced to your content, I took my initial diagnostic test and scored a 131. I took another a few weeks later and scored a 136. I know I am a horrible test taker and always have been. I have ADHD. I don't feel like it's more of a knowledge issue than a time issue, but because of my condition, sometimes it gets the best of me. I applied for test accommodations and got approved for time and a half, which is 53 minutes. Okay, great. Glad you got your accommodations. If you have ADHD, you can get almost automatically accommodated. You just send in a little note from your doctor and everybody gets approved. So you're at time and a half. Cool. That should help a lot. Jonathan continues, I started taking some practice sessions with the new time allotment, and I am still unable to finish all the questions. Oh, boy. I aim to reach at least the high 140s to mid 150s. I feel that's achievable for me. Do you have any suggestions on how I can tackle this from a time perspective? Have you all had ADHD students improve their speed? Thank you, Jonathan. Jonathan, you're a student that we can help a hell of a lot. But you're going to have to bite the bullet on one issue, which is time is not your problem. Ben, why don't you explain?
Okay. Your challenge is knowledge. You said, I don't feel like it's more of a knowledge issue than a time issue, but it is. That's your problem. You don't understand.
It's an understanding issue.
Yeah.
It's not a test of knowledge because it's not a knowledge issue because it's not a test of knowledge. This is certainly not a test of knowledge, but it is a test of understanding. It's a test of reading comprehension. And Jonathan, your problem is that you're not actually comprehending what you're reading.
Yeah. I guess I was just using John's same words, but you need to know that this test is something that you can master if you focus on reading and understanding each question that you attempt, and doing the best you can on those that you attempt, not on finishing. I mean, you're talking about, I aim to reach at least the high 140s or mid 150s. Again, that's the wrong focus. You're focusing on the score. You need to be focusing on the questions that you're doing. So if you can get to a point, Jonathan, where you're getting the first five questions in every section 100% correct, then you can start working on getting the first 10 questions in every section correct. And that is your path to getting not in the mid 150s, but hopefully into the mid 160s. That's really where we want you to get. If you get into the mid 150s and apply to law school, you're actually going to be in a worse position than you are today.
Yeah. If you just never go to law school. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, you can score in the 160s without finishing all the questions. It's easier to score in the 160s without finishing the questions than it is for you, Jonathan, to try to finish the questions and score in the 160s. If you try to finish all the questions, you're going to be skimming the surface. You're not going to actually be understanding. You're going to be half-assing the questions and you're going to be like just half guessing on all the questions. You're not really going to be solving them. Your main roadblock here is that you're obsessed with time and you think you have to finish in order to score well, but the hardest questions on the test appear at the end of every section. So you don't need to race through to get to the hard ones. You need to slow down and stop missing the easy ones. Your problem, Jonathan, I guarantee, is that you're missing questions in the first 10. You're probably missing a lot of questions in the first 10. Like, you're getting 7 out of the first 10 and patting yourself on the back. 7 out of the first 10 sucks. That's terrible. You need to be getting 9 or 10, preferably 10 out of the first 10. And if you spent the whole 53 minutes just answering the first 10 questions, but you're able to get them right, If you get the first 10 right and then you randomly guess on the rest of the questions in the section, you're going to end up with 13 points per section, which is already in the 140s. So you have to slow down, Jonathan. And I will promise you this. If you don't take that piece of our advice, you're never going to improve. You're not going to improve as much as you could. Yep. This is the one thing you have to do, is you have to let go of the idea that you're going to finish the sections.
Yeah.
There's lots of other things to clean up here. You have to stop saying you're a horrible test taker. You're not a horrible test taker. You've never taken the LSAT before. The LSAT is a different test from any test you've ever taken in the past. Clean up your self-talk. You're getting better at the LSAT one question at a time. That's what you need to keep saying to yourself. And when you're doing your timed sections, you need to just address it one question at a time and solve it and get it right. And plan on randomly guessing on the questions you don't have time for at the end. But those are the hardest ones anyway. Take your 1 out of 5 random chance of getting it right by just bubbling in any answer. Invest your time wisely at the beginning of the section, getting question after question after question right, by solving those questions, not just racing through them and falling into trap answers. Anything more for Jonathan?
Yeah, Jonathan, I hope this analogy makes sense, but hearing you talk about the tests reminds me of people who are new to the gym, and they go and they pick up heavy weights that are way too heavy for them, and they're contorting themselves all over the place trying to get that weight up, and they're moving and they're awkward. That's not going to help you get stronger. If you look at the people who are actually good at what they're doing in the gym, they have a weight that they can perfectly control, and they bring it up slowly, they bring it back down. And that's the path to getting stronger.
Yeah.
The path to getting stronger on the LSAT is the exact same thing. Take one question, own it, understand it, and then do the next question. Don't try to rush through the section and like jump all over the place and be all contorted and learning bad habits.
Let me try to add something to your workout analogy. My besties and neighbors up here in the mountains, Wade and Caitlin, Ben, you know, Wade and Kate, they just recently got a Tonal. Have you ever used a Tonal or seen the advertisements for a Tonal?
See, that's like the mirror, right? Like you can like look into something.
Well, the Tonal actually has the arms and maybe cables and stuff, but it is an interactive visual thing. And the interactivity is really interesting, because if you start having bad form, it will alert you that you have bad form, and not only that, but automatically lower the weight.
Ah, interesting. Yeah.
So it's like, nope, we're forcing you to use good form here. Like if you're going to do this exercise, you're going to do this exercise right.
Yep.
We have something kind of similar to that in the LSAT demon, which is our drilling tool.
Yeah.
If you go and drill, if you try to go too fast, you're going to miss questions, and the LSAT's going to say, or the demon's going to say, nope, here's an easier one.
Yep. Do it right.
Do it right. Solve it. I mean, if you're doing it right, you're getting it right. Like if you're in the habit of actually solving these questions, then you're going to be getting them right. And then the demon will gradually give you harder and harder questions in the demon, in the drilling tool.
Yeah.
But, it sounds like Jonathan is not drilling. I don't know if Jonathan is a demon subscriber or not. I really encourage you, Jonathan, to try 1 month of the demon. I think it will blow your mind. But specifically, I think you should try the demon drilling tool, and everybody can try that for free. Just go to lsatdemon.com and sign up for a free account, and you could start drilling right away. And the idea there is that the demon's just going to give you one question, and you're going to take your time with it, and you're going to solve it. And if you solve it, then you're going to know that you're getting it right. And sure enough, it's going to turn green, and then it's going to, you know, give you another one.
Yeah.
And that's how you should be doing it. And you've just really, Jonathan is a prime example of a student who's just so obsessively focused on the time that that is exactly what's holding you back, Jonathan.
Yep.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.